The Federal Environment Department is investigating whether salmon farms in Macquarie Harbour on Tasmania's remote west coast have broken the law. If you've eaten Tasmanian salmon, it's likely that you've had fish from Macquarie Harbour, as all three of Australia's largest salmon companies, Tassal, Huon and Petuna, have operations there. But it's unclear if the farms are harming the nearby World Heritage Area and an endangered native fish. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
The salmon companies like to farm fish in Macquarie Harbour because the water is a mixture of fresh and salt water. That keeps the fish free from diseases that they can get in the ocean and saves the salmon companies money. But Laura Kelly from Environment Tasmania says too many salmon are being farmed there.
Mac Hub is really, it's just a stupid place to put industrial salmon farming because it's a naturally low oxygen environment and it's a sheltered basin that doesn't flush. Which means that you get the fish poo building up in fecal mounds under the pens, right next to a World Heritage Area.
The salmon share Macquarie Harbour with a rare native fish, the Maugean skate. It's an endangered species that scientist Jeremy Lyle is studying.
It's very rare in the sense that it's only located or found in two locations, and they're both off the west coast of Tasmania. They're sort of estuarine environments, which is also quite unique for a skate.
Under national environment laws, the salmon farms are not allowed to have a significant impact on the Maugean skate or the Tasmanian Wilderness World Heritage Area. Officers from the Federal Environment Department visited the fish farms in February and they have prepared a draft report. But the department has refused to give the ABC a copy of the report because it contains details of an investigation into a possible breach of the law. A professor of law at the Australian National University, Andrew McIntosh, says if the salmon companies have damaged the environment, they can be fined.
If they've broken the law, there's two avenues the government could take. Under the first one, they could seek a penalty, or maximum penalty, of about $1.8 million. If they thought it was a very serious infringement, then they could prosecute them under a separate section of the legislation carrying maximum penalties of $9 million for a corporation.
The director of the salmon company Huon Aquaculture, Francis Bender, says if any laws have been broken, the Tasmanian government should pay any fines. She says her company is so concerned about the number of fish in the harbour, they've taken legal action to try to get it reduced.
How can it possibly be our fault when the EPA and DPIPWI make that biomass decision? They currently have a biomass decision in play that isn't 12,000 tonnes, it's actually 18,000 tonnes. And the harbour currently is in a worse state at this time of the year, this year, than what it was last year. And it's a very irresponsible decision to be going ahead.
But if there is an environmental impact, Huon Aquaculture doesn't have to put your fish there. Surely you are responsible for the fish that you're keeping in that harbour. And if the law's being broken, Huon Aquaculture should pay a fine.
We are one of three companies up there. Over the last 3 years, our company has cut our biomass back considerably.
Australia's largest salmon company, Tassal, has been ordered to destock one of its leases in Macquarie Harbour this year because the area under the pens was damaged by fish feces and feed.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.